So when do you ever get days off?
I'm not really sure what that is. I work constantly. Everything is work. Sleep is work at this point. Why do you,
really?
When do you get days off?
I mean, your standard normal working schlub in the world today gets a job, and they're Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and then they come home, and then they have the weekend, and they can do whatever the heck they want to. Now, if you're religious, maybe you go to church on Sundays. Or if you've got kids, maybe you're shuttling them around, and they're doing extracurricular activities, or you're taking them from friend's house here or there. But do you think that you need a day off periodically, or do you even take them?
When they come, I get them. But the way my job is so weird, because I'll work early, then I'll work late in the day, then I'll work in the evening sometimes. There's no regularity any longer. It used to be I'd get the weekend off, or I get a day off, but then that's when I do radio, which, you know, if I wasn't doing that on a full-time basis. So I'm so far removed from that type of I don't even know anymore.
Have you ever had a day off lately? I mean, have you ever had a day that you literally had nothing to do, that you could sleep in, sleep as late as you want to, stay up as late as you want to? You just didn't have to do anything during that 24-hour period, and it was all yours. Have you had that recently?
Chubby, what you're doing is making me bitter and angry and frustrated and resentful.
I've described exactly what you want in the life, and you're not getting it, is what you're saying.
I'm realizing how many of the bad choices I have made to bring me to this place where I am now here with you with Chubby and Stick. I don't know why the hell you... What was the point of all of this? Because now I need some type of help.
I need drugs.
I need cocktails. I need...
You need a day off. That's what you need.
I need a day off. Yes, I would like a day... Do you have a day off?
You want me, I can get you fired from somewhere. And then we would have all the days
on
off. You're working on that. You've got a plan set up.
This could be a part of that. I don't know yet.
Going all the way back to high school and college, you know, you'd have classes Monday through Friday, and I would always make a point on Saturdays. I took Saturdays off. Now, every now and then, I'd have a job that I'd have to do, but generally, I said on Saturdays, I did no homework. I wouldn't go and study all day. I would make a point to do no work, like schoolwork on Saturday, and then if that meant I spent the day Sunday in the library, in a carrel in this corner of the library, doing all of my work and studying for the rest of the week, I always made sure to take a day off. And that's kind of the way I am. And even when I had just the working class schlub job of Monday through Friday, I usually tried to get at least a day off on the weekend.
See, you had a plan. You've had follow through and preparation to realize the dream of dreams. And my day would be, I'd get up, I'd maybe walk the dog. Or better yet, he'd have a thumb and walk himself. And then I could get a nap after I wake up. And then I maybe ride my bike, maybe go see some live music or a movie or something.
So you go do something. See, for me, when I got to a certain age, and I realized this when I was younger, you know, on your day off or your night off, you're like, let's go see a movie, let's go out, we're going to go party, we're going to go to a bar, we're going to go see, you know, live band, or we're going to go see a show or something like that. Or we just go to friend's house and hang out, or we go to a party.
Yeah.
For me, once I got to like my 30s, my idea of a day off is, well, first of all, the rule in my life right now is the first thing is I shouldn't have anything scheduled for the day off. The second rule is I'm not going to leave the house. If I have to leave a house, it is partly a failure of the day off. And then the third thing is I'm not going to put on proper pants, because if I got to put on proper pants, then I have failed at taking the day off.
Now, when you say proper pants, does that mean you're wearing stretchy big boy pants? You're wearing leggings or yoga pants? I mean, I don't know what that means.
Lounge pants. But I mean, if I got to put on like shorts that go over underwear or jeans that, you know, that's what I mean. Like, that's what you normally get dressed. I can wear my lounge pants, what you wear when you go to sleep. Right now, I got these Batman lounge pants. You know, they cinch at the waist and they're clearly pajama pants.
Right.
Even though now you do see people every now and then walking around, not just Walmart, but like, I once went to go to a movie with my lounge pants because I was too lazy to change.
I find that to be wonderful, actually. Good for you.
Well, then they have those big Barca loungers that lean back and you can bring a pillow or something. But no, that's the thing. My family knows that. They're like, oh no, Dad had to put on real pants today. He's not going to be happy. that is my day off. But I have a relatively busy life because I've got all these different things going on. I've got family commitments and things that I'm doing a lot of stuff for my family right now that I don't need to talk about.
Right.
But I do radio stuff. I got radio calls during the week and the mornings and the and like you know on the weekends I'm doing stuff like Fridays are just replete with radio calls because I'm reviewing movies and doing all this stuff. And you and I get on the radio and talk. But usually I try to carve out one day, either Saturday or Sunday, where I could sleep as late as I want and have all those rules followed. The problem is, here's the catch. When you sleep late, sometimes you just sleep so late that you like sleep your day off away.
Yeah, but then you clearly needed it, right? I mean, sleeping to such a point that the day is a wash, you clearly needed that day. But then that's a sleep day. That doesn't count as the day off, but then you're screwed because you've already blocked out that time and then you're back in the treadmill.
The way I rule a day on that is I sleep until I wake up, until my body says I have to be awake.
I sleep until I wake up. That's a good start or you're dead otherwise.
Yes, exactly.
That's a great big sleep.
I get something to eat, maybe watch some TV, play on my phone, and then I take a nap later in the day and I get another, you know, little burst of sleep, and that usually will recharge me, and then I can burn the candle at both ends throughout the week. But God help me if I don't get that day off. If I don't get that day to sleep in, I go completely bonkers.
Well, I'm again feeling reticent, I think is the right word, because I will do radio stuff, and that is a varied schedule, evenings during the day sometimes in the morning. I got other stuff to do, some voiceover work, again, stuff no one else cares about unless they want to hire me, at which point reach out. And then in the midst of all, I'm a complete whore. I don't even care. I'm totally
it's okay
up front
to
with
be
it.
A whore.
That's it exactly okay. Right. I found what I'm halfway good at, and I do it halfway. So in the midst of all that, though, I now feel like I need to start blocking out a time to have a day, because I remember those days. I remember being a little kid, I'd have like a Saturday off before I had to work at the putt-putt or the concert venue. And I'd get up and we'd have breakfast and I'd play with the dog and hang out, maybe probably with my friends. We'd watch reruns of Kung Fu and Shock Theater and all kinds of cool, scary movies or whatever else. Whatever, or maybe just do nothing and hang out. I don't like leaving the house now that you say that, and I start thinking about that. But I thought that was a problem. I have other people, friends besides you who say that I should get out and not stay in so much because I do so much work from home. That's the problem. You need to get out.
Well, but see, then it's your job. You're working from home doesn't mean you're just... You're at your office, essentially. Whatever your office is, wherever that is in your house and whatever you're doing your work, but you're still working. That's not a day off. But what's the latest? What do you think is the latest you should be able to sleep? Like on a day off, at what point do you say, this is when I normally wake up, and then you're like, okay, I slept in, and then you're like going, oh, whew, and then what's the latest where you're like going, I may have had a problem?
Well, here's the thing. If I'm sleeping all day, I probably had a good night, firstly, and that's okay. Secondly, though, if it's the day off, as long as it doesn't screw me up into the next day, in other words, where you get up so late that then you can't get a nap. And that's the other thing. I remember as a kid, I never wanted to take a nap. I remember being in nursery school and they were like, oh, it's nap time.
No kid wants to take a nap. No kid wants to take a nap. Yeah, you reach adulthood and suddenly you're like, I love naps.
Yeah, I live for the nap now. If I could, you know, just give me a half hour to like, even just to shut my eyes. That's the only problem is when you sleep too much in that. But as a kid, I remember vividly telling the teacher or whatever they were at the nursery school, the grown-ups didn't have it. And I'm a man and I don't want to take a nap, at which point they just said, shut the hell up. And be quiet then, which I still hear on occasion.
Kind of sounds sexy. Let me.
Well, I mean, depending, you know, if she wants, I do whatever's asked. Yeah. I'm like that.
Do you? Do you really do whatever's asked?
Within reason. Although,
really? Have you ever refused to do something that you've been asked in a moment of, we'll say, intimacy? Has she ever been like, you know, let's try this? And you'd be like.
No, now that you say that, I'm a good player. I mean, you know, if I do as asked, as directed, whatever pleases her pleases me.
Is there anything that you would, a line you would not cross in the intimate situation? We are way past days off now because I finally got you on something.
The line is this, that if it's on my day off and it makes her happy, then I'm in.
Really?
But I mean, I think I have to assess it at the time. I don't have like a list in front of me where I go, no, I'm not doing that for her. If I'm in there, that's bad choice words.
Like, if she asked for a Cleveland steamer, would you do it?
I don't even know what that means.
You're going to want to look up on Urban Dictionary.
I'll have to look that up. I mean, okay. I know there's other terms. There's like Dirty Sanchez. That's and I think I know what that means.
Would you do that? If she's like, you know what I've always wanted? I don't know. I don't know anyone who's like, I've always wanted this done to me.
I don't. I think I know what it means. I'm going to say that I'm wholesome and innocent, and I'm just going to back off from all of this at this point. I'll let you know.
So like, there's no point. There's really no, I mean, I'm talking about just like in a familiar situation. They say, let's try this. Because there's things that I wouldn't cross a line on. I'm not going to say what they are because then we're really getting into disturbing territory.
So Mrs. Chubby says, okay, do this. Where's the line?
Well, here's the thing. This is what's even more daring, I guess, is sometimes, you know, if you're in an intimate situation, we'll say, there's nonverbal signals, not the, that feels good, try this. But you realize you've just gotten a reaction from something you maybe have just bumped into. And you're like, you stumbled upon, we'll say. And then that's when you find, you know, sort of like where your lines are, I guess.
Well, you know, there's a lot of you saying nothing that's saying everything there. You know what I mean? But you didn't say anything at all. But I know what you mean, and so does everybody else. So here's the deal. When you're in it, you're in it. And if it feels right at the time, then go ahead and do it.
You're talking about the situation is what you're saying.
That's right? Exactly right. But I mean, just on the general terms of here's my list of do's and don'ts, going in, you don't know. But I mean, if you're in the heat of the moment, but in today's world, unless you're married, I need a notary. I need a video document showing that there's been an okay by the woman that I'm hanging out with, and we're locking away phones and other handheld devices unless they're implements of pleasure of her request
or your request. They make them all types.
That's very true. In that type of scenario, I mean, it's like going to like a Dave Chappelle or a show or something like that where you got to lock up all your devices before you go into the theater because you don't want anything getting out of there. But you got to get everything okayed because the next thing you know, you're me too'd and then you're screwed.
See, I'm married, and I got married at a relatively young age. I didn't do a ton of dating beforehand, so I didn't have my crazy whirlwind of the 20s that some people have. Did you ever have a moment where you're with somebody, and they were like, and they're like, let's try this, and then suddenly it's like Kentucky Fried Movie, and the door opens up, and it's Big Jim Slade comes in, and you're like, whoa, hold on, this is a draw the line on this?
No, there was nothing like that. I did briefly go out with a female police officer,
and
she was handcuffs. She was about 8-10 years older than me at the time. I was still in school.
And, oh, my God.
Right.
Holy shit. This is an entire movie we could make and put on Pornhub.
But I was totally unprepared, inexperienced, and way intimidated. And if I only knew then what I know now, I would have totally enjoyed it and not wigged out. But I she took me to a place that I was like, ooh, I think I have to go home now. And it was just because I totally pussed out. I mean, it was just weak as all get out. And that would be the only do-over that I could think of in that realm. And even now, that's not off the list. But at the time, I was unable and ill-equipped to prepare emotionally to deal with it.
Do you keep in touch with her? Or is she married with Big Jim Slade somewhere?
I have no idea now. And I apologize for not being a gamer at the time. You know what I mean? It was like I was called up to the majors from AAA, and I wasn't ready, and then they put me back in AA after that. It's a baseball reference, but that's all I could come up with right now.
No, that's good. Some cool things to do on a day off, I'll tell you.
That's all I got. Sticks done on that one, Chubby.
Listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show and keep keeping it real.